Unit 2, page 21. Lead-in, exercise 3.
Last year, I travelled to Ypres in Belgium to pay a visit to the famous Cat Festival, which is held there on the second Sunday in May. Kattenwoensdag, which translates as Cat Wednesday, was introduced over two centuries ago. The story behind the festival is an interesting one. At that time, Ypres was an important centre for the wool trade. The wool was collected together in the town's huge cloth hall before it was sold. It attracted a lot of hungry rodents, so cats were used to control their numbers. The cats subsequently bred and eventually became a nuisance and had to be got rid of. Nowadays, the cats used in the festival are toys, and the event is enhanced by parades celebrating famous cats. The festival was well worth the visit. It was extremely colourful and there was a fantastic atmosphere. What particularly attracted me was the parade of bands and beautifully decorated carnival floats with so many different themes which passed through the town. This was followed later on by a magnificent firework display on the town ramparts. But before that, it had unfortunately started to rain by then, but it didn't seem to make any difference to the spectators. A jester appeared on the cloth hall tower and began to toss toy cats to the crowd below. Everyone scrambled to pick them up as a souvenir, but I decided it would be much safer to buy one later at the tourist office to remind me of the event.
I was working in Valencia when a friend told me about a festival called La Tomatina. Apparently, it has its origins in the 1940s, when a group of friends started an impromptu fight with some tomatoes. Passers-by joined in, and the fiesta has continued to grow ever since. When my friend told me that you can expect upwards of 20,000 combatants to take part, double the town's population, I decided that this was something I had to see. I quickly found out that there are no alliances at La Tomatina. It's just the biggest food fight in the world. The only rules are that you must squash the tomatoes in your hand before you throw them, and, if you can, hit a tourist, especially one with a camera. The ammunition was delivered to the square in the back of trucks, to the accompaniment of the cheering crowds who'd been gathering since early morning. Once the signal had been given for hostilities to commence, it took just 30 minutes and a lot of screaming for 45,000 kilos of tomatoes to become a sticky, slimy mush. By the time it was all over, the streets were running red with tomato juice and we all looked like extras from a particularly violent movie. Luckily, the town put up temporary public showers near the river so that we could rinse off the debris. It was certainly an experience to remember.